Greg Savage grew up in a rough housing project in Memphis called Walter Simmons Estates. He, like many of the young men who spend their Friday nights at Second Presbyterian, shooting hoops and gaining strength and direction through Scripture, credits nightlife for helping him become the man he is today. Savage is 34, married, and works security for a casino in Tunica. Savage says he wasn't a bad kid when he started going to nightlife at 15, but still, he was skirting trouble, skipping classes, and hanging out with what he calls some bad seeds.
Growing up in Walter Simmons, you had a persona that you had to, you know, you had to be tough. You had to grow up real fast, or people were going to take advantage of you. They were going to try to rob you. They were going to try to jump on you. They wanted you to join their gang. They wanted you to be affiliated with, you know, who with them or do drugs, things like that.
Then one day, his friend Sylvester, who was in Eva Miller's 10th grade English class, asked him to come with him to nightlife.
At first, it was just going because all of the guys were there. All my friends from school were there. It was just a good place for all of us to hang out and not necessarily get in trouble.
Joe Hunter, also known as Uncle Joe, was recruited by Miller to preach for nightlife. Hunter's from the mean streets of Detroit.
I'm excited about Jesus, and these folks going to let me say, Jesus, we in a church? Oh, I can actually preach, and I can preach my thuggy way with the kids, and the little white people cool with it.
Ever since Hunter's first Friday night of preaching for nightlife, he has not looked back. He returns to Second Presbyterian every Friday night they're able. Hunter also heads a ministry in North Fraser called Gang Inc. to help young people escape the grip of gang life and youth violence, an area of the community that's been specifically targeted by federal, state, and local agencies to stop the violence.
We pray. Amen. Real talk, y'all got to be peacemakers in school, man.
25 years ago, Miller says, she noticed her students needed more guidance.
The reason I was led to start it, and I didn't want to, and I know a lot of teachers would feel the same way because you deal with them all day and you don't want to have to deal with them on your off time too. But I was impressed. Since I was an English teacher, I was always coming up with quotations and literature and stuff that were biblically based. And kids didn't know beans about the Bible. I mean, you know, we were reading Patrick Henry's speech, and I said, who was betrayed by a kiss? And they say Adam and Eve. So I thought, you know, it would be good for these kids to have some Bible training, and then they would at least appreciate what they're reading in, you know, in literature.
But for Miller, it was much more than that.
And then I felt they needed something. You know, I knew I've been in Walter Simmons, Get Well Gardens. I've been in a lot of the housing projects. So I know what they were, what their lives were like. And, you know, I just felt drawn to offer them this opportunity.
At first, a community center opened up for them. Then later, they moved to the Mall of Memphis. The ministry had its challenges. Some churches didn't want the kids there. Others were afraid. And finally, in 1992, nightlife found its home at Second Presbyterian. Back then, Miller would shuttle the kids herself in her Camry. Now, some of her former nightlife students give up their Friday nights to pick the young men up in buses and bring them to the center of the city for pizza, ministry, and to shoot hoops. Savage has rearranged his work schedule just so he can give back.
And when we went to nightlife, it was just our opportunity for kids just being kids.
Savage may no longer be a kid, but he still prefers to spend his Friday nights at nightlife with the hope of helping other young men like himself. For WKNO News, I'm Candace Letlow.